Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the man that keeps the flame for Nevada taxpayers' pledge. Paulino has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Citizen Outreach President Chuck Moot.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Joe Guild and Trey Abney, and we're talking fracking. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Chuck Moot. He is the president of Citizen Outreach. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. And the big question to you is, where are you these days in relation to the Republican Party in the state of Nevada?
Well, that's an interesting question. Actually, folks who know me know I left the Republican Party about 5 or 6 years ago and went independent. But I'm watching what's going on with the Republican Party here in Nevada, and it's actually quite interesting. The establishment Republicans, where all the big money is, you know, they obviously don't like the conservatism of the grassroots activists who are involved now, primarily a lot of the Tea Party folks who got involved in 2009 and 2010, and of course the Ron Paul folks. So these are folks who actually are very, very principled. They believe in what they're doing from a principled standpoint. They're not very patient with all the games that a lot of the establishment Republicans take. And those folks have now gotten off of the street corner. They're not waving signs anymore on tax day. They've actually, I guess for lack of a better word, Sam, infiltrated the Republican Party and pretty much run things in Clark County and at the state party now. So there's a split and there's a dynamic, but unlike in years past, the conservative grassroots activists actually have some control of the party. The question is whether or not they can raise enough money and put together an organization to be effective at the same time.
And it's interesting because, you have attacked Michael Robeson, who is the minority leader in the Senate, in the past few of your missives that you've sent out. The folks that you're referring to who are in control of the state party, in the past they would have been known as libertarians, correct?
That are in control now?
Yes.
I guess you would say they're libertarian leaning to the extent that I guess they would probably characterize themselves more as Goldwater conservatives rather than conservatives in the mold of a Bob Michael, who was House Speaker before the modern day conservative movement really took hold with Newt Gingrich in the 1994 takeover of Congress or the House.
Okay, and just to follow up before I let Paul jump in here, so your attacks on Michael Roberson have been that you just feel that he's completely reversed his positions from when he first ran for office to where he stands now, which is closer to the middle than to the right.
Yeah, Michael Roberson now represents everything that's wrong with politics and why so many conservatives are so frustrated with the Republican Party. When Michael Roberson was a candidate in 2010, and no one had ever heard of the man before, he ran as a rock-solid Tea Party conservative. He went so far, Sam, as to sign the taxpayer protection pledge on tax day, April the 15th, and issued a column explaining how rock solid he was on conservatism and what was wrong with the body politic, part of which was they say one thing to get elected and then do the exact opposite once they're in office, which is exactly what has now happened with Michael Roberson and his transformation. He has gone from this rock solid Tea Party fiscal conservative, and now is he drank the Kool-Aid. He's up there in Carson City, and his main interest is making his donors and the establishment Republicans happy. He would have never agreed to extending those sunset taxes back in 2010 as a candidate. But now that he's in office, he feels safe and secure, and he's got lobbyists whispering in his ear. Now he's moderate Mike, as John Ralston has referred to him.
You know, as one of those lobbyists who does whisper in people's ear, actually, I'm not very good at whispering, Chuck, but don't you think when you have to govern and you have to balance a budget, we have a constitutional requirement in our state that you have a balanced budget. When you're faced with some of these issues, you know, you want to absolutely not have to raise taxes. But what the governor did and what I think all but six Republicans in the state Senate and probably about the same number in the assembly voted for the... I guess the best worst option, and that would be extending the sunsets and trying to give a little bit of tax relief. Don't you think that's better than a massive tax increase or a gross receipts tax or implementation of a corporate income tax like we see from the teachers union?
Well, that's little apples and oranges. They're absolutely opposed to this gross receipts and this margins tax, absolutely. But even Michael Roberson himself, at the end of the last legislative session, Paul, you'll remember, he was one of the Republicans who voted against extending those sunsets. And his argument was, and he's a lawyer, so he knows this issue as well as Brian Sandoval. I guess lawyers can agree to disagree, but was that the lawsuit that the Supreme Court judge took $60 million away from the governor's budget. But what the governor did was then raise taxes $600 million to make up a $60 million hole. And the fact of the matter is, just two or three weeks prior to that decision being made, the Economic Forum came out and said, we've got an extra $300 million to play with. What the governor should have done, and Mike Roberson would have agreed with this at that time, what he should have done was to take that $300 million windfall surplus that came in and use that to fix the hole, rather than extending those temporary taxes that the people and the businesses of Nevada were promised were going to go away after 2 years.
Now, in defense of the governor, he made that decision based upon the fact that there was the Supreme Court ruling on the Clean Water Coalition Fund, and he was very concerned that a lot of other money that had been swept from various other entities would come into play and would certainly take up that $600 million, potentially even more than that. Some of those suits have been settled, but they were still for, you know, millions and millions of dollars for the counties and the cities. So I think that the governor looked at it from that point of view and saw that there was a train coming, and he didn't want to be in the way of that wreck. Let's take a break. More with Chuck Muth when we come back.
To contact Nevada newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. sensors and airbags, and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Chuck Muth. He's the president of Citizen Outreach.
Hi, Chuck. Let's talk about tax reform. That's something that we've heard Marilyn Kirkpatrick, we've heard Mo Dennis say. We are going to start having discussions on taxes and tax reform on day two, not the last day or second to the last day of the legislative session, as we've seen in the past few years. What kind of tax reform would you support that may be revenue neutral that you think we could get passed?
Well, as long as it's revenue neutral, I think everything can be on the table. That's not to say that I would support any kind of tax hike. The probably the most palatable and the most fair for everyone, although I know progressive on the left, liberals on the left will disagree with me, is if you were going to do anything with the sales tax, which would be to expand the tax on products that we have in place right now to certain services. That would broaden the tax base as long as it's done in a revenue neutral fashion. In other words, maybe you bring the sales tax down from 8% to 4%, but then you tax things like haircuts and automobile repairs at 4% also. The problem with that, Paul, that people are going to have from the right are going to have with that is that, okay, fine, it's level. You bring it from 8% down to 4%, but what's to stop that 4% sales tax now on haircuts and car repairs from going back up to 5%, 6%, and 7%, because we know that session after session, there will be a never-ending effort to raise taxes no matter what. I mean, it's just a given that it's going to happen every single session. So I think that in order to do that and make that more palatable, if you were going to broaden the sales tax, then you're going to have to include putting into place a two-thirds supermajority requirement to pass any ballot initiatives, which may be a tax increase, which currently restricts and limits what the legislature can do. I think that's about the only way you're going to make it palatable for really hard, solid conservatives on the right to be able to get into broadening that tax base with the sales tax.
Oh, okay, but you're putting us into gridlock. If you say that we can never change anything, even if it's revenue neutral, because there's the potential that now the camel's nose is under the tent, how do we ever get anything done? Doesn't that just make gridlock even worse?
Well, no, I'm saying that it's a possibility. If they wanted to broaden the sales tax to include certain services in a revenue-neutral fashion, I think you would find a lot of Republicans up in Carson City who would be willing to go along with that. The devil, of course, is always in the detail, and I'm just saying that I know that a conservative objection is going to be, how do you control it? Once you get it down to 4%, how do you stop that from going up year after year after year? And I think that's a concern that the legislators are going to have to address if they want to do something like that, as far as overcoming conservative objection. But the truth is, Sam, as you know, if we've seen for years in this legislature, there is not a conservative majority in either the Assembly or the Senate as far as Republicans are concerned. Democrats can just pick off a few, as many as one or two in the Senate and four or five in the Assembly. They could pass pretty much any kind of tax reform measure that they want with just a handful of Republicans and then call it bipartisan. They don't have to have the conservative support, but I think it would be nice if they got it.
Hey, Chuck, don't you think that's part of the reason why we don't have more Republicans is because we do eat our own in the primaries? Ronald Reagan, somebody that you and I are both big fans of, said somebody who agrees with you 80% of the time is still your friend. But it seems like we go out and we're very good at eating our own and picking the person who can't make it in a general election. See Sharon Angle, and we can point to numerous other examples on local levels. Don't you think that's one of the problems we're having in not being able to govern?
Well, no. I mean, that you could cherry pick those examples, Paul, but then I could come right back and show you districts such as Tom Grady's district up there in your neighborhood, Assemblyman Lynn Stort's district down here in Clark County, where these are overwhelmingly Republican-majority districts who now have moderate Republicans. And if you look, we do ratings every legislative session. They're not at 80%. They're not even at 70%. Some of these folks, like I think Lynn Stort's rating in the last legislative session, his conservative rating, was somewhere down in the 30-40%. So that's one. I mean, if you get to 80%, then maybe we can talk and things will be okay. The other thing is on this whole issue of tax increases. It's been said before, God did not put Republicans on this earth to raise taxes. That's why God invented Democrats. Republicans who cannot get the tax hike issue right are much more likely to get other issues wrong. And that's why for a lot of us, that tax issue, the tax hike issue, is somewhat of a litmus test, almost as strong as a litmus test that some other voters have on the abortion issue and the gun rights issue.
Do you not think that if the Republican Party does not make major changes to change its image and its actions, that it is going to become more and more irrelevant on the national stage?
Yeah, I think everyone has talked about this since the election. I've been in this position for many, many years, but I think that we have to get serious about getting off of the whole gay marriage issue. When this issue came up in the late 90s, it was a big, big, big issue that is losing power and steam every single election cycle as older and older voters die off, and younger voters who are coming out of college and now going into their 20s and 30s start to vote in elections. That issue is just not a relevant issue. For the general public anymore. The second issue is that we have to deal with this illegal immigration problem. And Republicans are finally coming to their senses in that they acknowledge you cannot expect to deport 10, 12, 15, 20 million people who are in this country illegally. Deportation is what kills Republicans on this issue. They're going to have to find a way to allow folks, certain folks who are in this country illegally, to remain here legally without fear of deportation. That does not necessarily mean citizenship. The devil's always in the details, but they're going to have to find a way to allow people who have been here 5, 10, 20 years or longer, who are here currently illegally, to remain in this country without having to suffer the fear of being deported.
And that's where we have to leave it. Chuck Muth, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much. We'll see you in Carson City. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Rely On Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
I'm JD, owner of Ultimate Automotive Repair. We care about our community, so we offer a variety of discounts. If you're a single parent, we give you a discount. All military receive 35% off for your service to our country. If you're 65 or older, bring me your oil and filter, and we'll do it for free. Public service, we offer a discount for you too. Ultimate Automotive Repair. Give us the chance to change your auto repair experience.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Trey Abney is here. He's Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. And surprise, surprise, despite what some of you wrote to me about you the other day, you actually represent the views of the Chamber. What
yes, I do.
Joe Gild is here, the attorney. Pleasure to have you all here.
Representing the views of the legal establishment.
It was interesting. New York Times led with a story yesterday on immigration that the Obama administration plans to ram this through. The Democrats on board, but once again, Senator McCain is on board. And, of course, he ran away from immigration when he was running for president the first time around, but is back on board. We know Senator Reid was in favor of it as well. Do you think that the time is right, because this is always such a difficult issue, for immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform?
It's definitely ripe, and President George W. Bush tried something as well and got crucified for it.
That was the same time as Reid.
Sure.
McCain.
But since this election, you've seen a lot of Republicans almost turn an about face and decide that they love Hispanics now and want more of that Hispanic vote. I think you're going to see more Republicans start getting on board with these things. Most sane people recognize, just like Mr. Moose said, that you're not going to be able to deport millions of people out of this country, and you're going to have to figure out a way to keep them here and do it legally. And so I think you're still going to have problems with the far right wing of the Republican Party, but I think you will see many more Republicans, including Marco Rubio and others, willing to talk about this issue.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. And former Secretary of State Powell on one of the news programs yesterday morning was talking about this very issue as a Republican, admonishing and urging his fellow Republicans to start to be realistic about this issue. So I agree with Trey. I think it's if you didn't notice as a Republican the results of the last election, then you probably shouldn't even be alive anymore.
And Paul, isn't that the point? Elections matter and have consequences.
Sure. I mean, I agree. And it's like we're singing Kumbaya here. I agree with these two gentlemen. We need to also make the process easier. You cannot have people waiting for 20 years to become an American citizen. We have a broken process.
But
when government's broken, people break the law.
Can I interrupt you a second? That's the interesting thing about this. It's not just about citizenship or not citizenship. There are all kinds of things. You can have temporary permits. You can have permanent residence. You can have all kinds of different levels. This whole idea that everybody wants to become a citizen. I know lots of people who lived here from England and other countries. They've lived here for 30, 40 years. They're not citizens. They're permanent residents.
And it goes deeper than that. You have limits on the highly educated, highly skilled visas, to bring those type of folks over here, and no limits at all on the ones that everybody's worried about coming across the southern border and things like that. And so the whole system is out of whack on the type of immigrant.
By the way, the thing that cracked me up over the weekend, I don't remember who it was. Somebody was complaining that the Obama administration has got to seal those borders and deport more. Hmm. They have done more to seal the borders and deport more people than any other president
in the history of
Well, and for the party of family values to advocate sending children back across a border when they had no, when they came here as 2-year-old kids or even a 13-year-old kid is crazy. If the Republicans want to become more relevant with that community especially, I think they have a good message to get out there and do that. The problem is the radical far right who want to send everybody back who's illegal. That is an ideologically untenable position. I don't know how they can even get away with that.
All right, let's change topics here. The word is fracking, and who would have thought that fracking and Nevada would come together? Paul, what do you know?
Well, I represent the Nevada Trucking Association. I am the CEO, and I've been aware about this for some time now. Fracking is this dirty word that everybody loves to use, and they're saying that this is really made possible by fracking. Actually, the kind of find that they've think is out in Elko County that they've done seismic studies on, and they're analyzing those results, and they're going to drill some test holes. It's really not fracking, which we have been doing for almost 70 years in this country without any real issues. It's horizontal drilling. And that's a technology that we've had for about a decade and a half.
Versus vertical.
Versus vertical. If you go out to Nevada, there's a lot of, it's like Swiss cheese. You know, there's a lot of holes that they drill that produce for a day. And that's because they're shallow, but the find that they believe is out there is long. So, I mean, this could be a great thing for Nevada. This is going to be a great thing for northern Nevada. It's going to be a great thing for truckers. It's going to be a great thing for, really, for anybody in this state. So I'm very excited about it, and we can do it responsibly. We've done it responsibly, both fracking and horizontal drilling. And so I think we're very fortunate to have this, and let's just pray that their best-case scenario is true and we can be producing oil in the state for 50 years.
Okay, Joe, you're a man of rural Nevada. Yeah. You know, they don't want us taking their water to send to Las Vegas. What about fracking?
Well, for all the reasons that Paul just expounded on, I think it's a great idea for rural Nevada. Jobs, Nevada is a natural resource treasure trove, and responsible extraction of those resources and use of those resources is a great thing for all of Nevada. So let's go after it.
Trey, I want to throw in here one thing to your members, which is that there are developers now in Carlin that are planning to double the size of that town for desperately needed housing, and we need to have people going to Elko County and building housing. It is desperately needed.
Absolutely.
And it's a no-brainer.
Housing, retail, businesses. I mean, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy in this state and in this country. Of course, utilize whatever renewable resources we have, but also all of the oil and the natural gas and everything else that makes us more independent from foreign sources
right,
of energy.
But
we need to utilize all that. And yes, my members and every business in Nevada
build
can
in
take
Elko.
Advantage. Absolutely.
They need it.
And they need to, and
darn
they're going
it.
Out there right
and
now.
And banks need to loan the money. That's the big problem. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I'm Monica Jay here at Christensen Automotive, your locally owned, family-operated automotive repair shop. Their ASE-certified technicians can take care of all of your automotive repair and maintenance needs. Cars, trucks, diesels, RVs, foreign and domestic. They also offer a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty and financing. Visit ChristensenAutomotive.com for money-saving coupons. Christensen Automotive in Gardnerville, Carson City, and now in Reno. Travel safe with Christensen Automotive.
When you've been hurt in an accident and lying in a hospital bed, there's a term we've all heard, bedside manner. Now, we want the doctor, as you do your attorney, to be aggressive, knowledgeable, and able to fix what's wrong.
But you need to be treated with respect and compassion in the process. I'm attorney Chad Golightly. You need confidence knowing that your attorney will be there when you call, that guidance to the legal process will be made easy, and that you and your family's best interest will be put first.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Bobby Pages offers free pickup and delivery. Go to BobbyPages.com for a location near you.
My family and I were enjoying a big vacation in Tahoe. After a great day on the mountain, our car wouldn't start. I got a jump, but it kept dying. Everyone in town said,
go to Les Schwab.
When I pulled up, George delivered. He quickly tested the battery and confirmed it was a goner. While he installed a new one, I finally got my first relaxation of the vacation. It's nice to be treated like a neighbor so far from home. I'm Clay Gilman, and that's my Les Schwab story.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Get the news you need on the go with the My News 4 app. Get breaking news, watch our latest videos, your up-to-the-minute weather forecast, and more. Download the My News 4 app, available on the iPhone App Store and Google Play. MyNews4.com and News 4 daily email still free.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to be talking to lobbyist and advisor to the governor, Greg Ferraro.
We'll see you on the next podcast. Thanks for watching.